I'm here with Liam Byrne, Shadow Work and Pension Secretary. Liam, you were very critical of the Liberal Democrats in your speech. Do you think the Liberal Democrats need to take the issue of disability benefit as seriously as they're taking the health reforms?
Well, we're speaking together on the first birthday of the coalition, and I think that if we're going to see a more muscular liberalism, then we need to see it in defence of people with disabilities. Because last night, Jenny Willetts tabled an amendment that would have actually helped save the mobility component of DLA. She didn't even turn up for the debate. It actually fell to Labour shadow ministers to put the issue to a vote, and we were defeated. The Liberal Democrats absented themselves from the committee room. I don't think that's good enough. I think if they are going to stand up for disabled people, they need to use their influence on the Conservatives, and they need to do it fast.
Now, you're opposing quite a lot of these cuts, but Labour would have introduced some of them themselves, such as the reassessment of incapacity benefit claimants. I mean, how can you now sort of stand here and be critical of a government that's carrying out policies which your party started?
Because this isn't a debate about a choice between no reform and reform. This is a choice between good reform and bad reform. We said that the benefit system does need reforming, not least to give a much better, more holistic assessment of needs for people with disabilities. We've also said that we do think savings need to be made from DLA and also from ESA. But the way the government is going about it is so big, so fast, so ferocious, and frankly, so ill thought through and chaotic, they risk a situation like their NHS reforms. They haven't thought through what's going to happen. And what we're saying to them today is, look, wake up, see what the combined impact of what you're doing is going to be on disabled people. We're all for cutting the benefits bill, but we think you should cut the benefits bill by getting unemployed people into work, not pushing disabled people into poverty.
And how do you do that in the midst of sort of one of the biggest recessions for, I don't know, decades?
You do it with care. And you do it by thinking through the consequences of your changes. And right now, we're putting through one of the most important bits of legislation in the House of Commons, and the government can't even produce regulations, basic arguments, any kind of principles or evidence for what they're doing. You know, at times, frankly, we're listening to them in committee thinking, you're making this up as you go along. And so I think we've had, you know, some useful debates in that we've flushed out how inadequate their thinking is, and I hope that in the House of Lords and in the House of Commons we'll be able to reverse some of the most egregious measures.
Thanks very much for your time.